If Washington lawmakers don't pass a state budget by June 30th, the state will go into a partial government shutdown. So what would that look like? We put that question to Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins.
What that would look like is about 30,000 state employees being furloughed or temporarily laid off. It would look like state parks closing just in time for the 4th of July holiday. Many state services curtailed or limited. For instance, the prisons would still operate, but community corrections, where they supervise former inmates in the community, would cease to happen. So significant impacts if there is a shutdown. We've been here before in 2015 and 2013, right up to the edge, preparing for a government shutdown. It didn't happen, but I am hearing from government insiders that this is the point at which they start to get nervous.
Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins. Austin says if Washington state parks were to close during the first week of July, it would affect an estimated 1.4 million parkgoers.